I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. Fewer Georgians are signing up for health care through the federal exchange, more than halfway through the open enrollment period. During the first 4 weeks, almost 140,000 Georgians signed up for plans. That's according to the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, an agency within the Department of Health and Human Services. At this time last year, more than 145,000 Georgians had enrolled. In the entire 2017 enrollment period, 480,000 people in Georgia enrolled. Open enrollment began November 1st and continues through December 15th. A New York-based maker of metal stamps, assemblies, tools, and dies is opening a new manufacturing facility in Thomasville. Checkmate Industries says it plans to create 230 jobs at the new Southwest Georgia site, including administration and technically skilled jobs. The company's products are used in the aerospace, automotive, cosmetics, firearms, and medical industries. A Georgia biopharma company, under scrutiny by the federal government, says it will be laying off 240 people. According to the AJC, MiMedx announced the layoffs yesterday. The Marietta-based company says it needs to cut costs to improve profitability. MiMedx has been struggling with changing leadership and is under scrutiny by several federal agencies, including the U.S. Department of Justice. And Statesboro is the latest city to lower penalties for people caught with a small amount of marijuana. The city council voted unanimously Tuesday to allow first-time offenders with an ounce or less to be fined instead of arrested. The change begins January 1st. A similar law took effect in Savannah on July 1st. The ordinance change does not apply to Bullock County's state or superior courts. Someone convicted of misdemeanor possession outside of Statesboro city limits can be fined up to $1,000 and spend up to a year in jail in keeping with federal law. Well, Major League Soccer named the Atlanta United's Josef Martinez the league's most valuable player yesterday. GPB's Ross Terrell has more.
And it comes again, Martinez! He cannot be stopped.
Josef Martinez, the United's forward, led the league in goals scored this season with 31. En route, he also broke the MLS single-season scoring record. And as the United get ready to compete for the MLS Cup this weekend, his efforts were rewarded with an MVP trophy. Atlanta United president Darren Eales heaped praise on the star player.
He's just the greatest pure goal scorer the MLS has had in its 23-year history. It's an honor and a privilege to have him as part of our club and part of the city of Atlanta. And Joseph, we can't thank you enough, and I just hope you got a few more goals in your locker for Saturday night.
The United face off against the Portland Timbers Saturday at Mercedes-Benz Stadium for the MLS crown. For GPB News, I'm Ross Terrell in Atlanta.
And the Atlanta Hawks fell to the Washington Wizards last night by a score of 131-117. Bradley Beal scored 36 for Washington, while John Collins led Atlanta with 26 points and 14 rebounds. With a record of just 5 wins and 20 losses, the Hawks are in last place in the NBA Eastern Conference. Their next game is Saturday night when they host the Denver Nuggets at State Farm Arena. Tip-off is 7:30 p.m. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at GPB News.